Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Very chilly Wednesday afternoon, and Austin's going to get into some of these numbers with you in a second here. You're not going to like them. if you don't like cold weather, he's not going to make you a happy camper today. Financial experts want you to stop using and retire your debit cards for purchases this holiday season. BBB officials say use credit cards in case anything goes wrong with your purchase. You'll also get your money back. Debit cards offer little protection from fraud. Now, that's some really good advice, but I got to tell you, when it comes to the financials and we're looking at those inflation numbers, Austin, they are soaring. Let me just tell you that. No progress on inflation last month. Jenny Casola is in with the numbers.
The Consumer Price Index is indicating inflation rose slightly in November to a 2.7% pace on an annual basis. The CPI was up 0.3% from October. Excluding food and energy, core inflation was also up 0.3% for the month and was up 3.3% for the year ending in November. The numbers match expectations from economists. Inflation has moderated significantly since rising to 9.1% in June of 2022. The Federal Reserve meets next week and is expected to lower interest rates by a quarter of a percent. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check at the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. You can dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. Again, that is PureTalk.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, only had a couple of issues that were bugging us. One of them was I-10. If you're traveling eastbound, heading towards Highway 29, coming from the Pine Forest Road area. And we do still have some minor backups there, but it does appear to be decreasing. And the same can be said for the congestion we had in that other major area, Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound, passing through Hurlburt Field, do have some backups there. But it was reaching far further, so good news to start this hour on the roads, it looks like. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 47 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Wind can definitely make that cooler throughout this evening. Thursday going to be beautiful, though. Wow. Sunny, clear, high of 57, low of 44.
Okay, 44 degrees. There you are, Thursday evening at the Run Amok Ranch in Brad. And it's going to be cold. So if you're going up there to check out the tens of thousands of Christmas lights, including, yes, the goats in pajamas are there. Bundle up. And don't forget, the free event is a walkthrough, not a drive-through presentation, so bring along the walking shoes. That ranch is over at 4951 Rigby Road. This is in Bratt, about a mile and a half from Bratt Elementary. The Lights Festival is open tomorrow night, Thursdays through Saturdays, throughout December. The gates open up at 5:30, and they shut it down about 8:30.
All right. And earlier today, NYPD confirming that fingerprints found where UnitedHealthcare's CEO was shot to death in New York City last week matched the suspects. Commissioner Jessica Tisch says that the gun found on Luigi Mangione when he was taken into custody at a Pennsylvania McDonald's is now at the NYPD crime lab. And she says they were able to match that gun to the three shell casings found at the Midtown crime scene. Tisch adds that they were also able to match Mangione's fingerprints. Of course, this is the first forensic match that investigators say tie Mangione to the crime scene. The 26-year-old remains in custody in Pennsylvania, where he's fighting extradition to New York. Yeah, so this guy, we heard about him having a manifesto, being horrendously anti-corporate America. Shell casings matched the gun that he had, and his fingerprints match. Sounds like we got our man.
Okay, let me just bring this back down a little bit to the state level. Well, it affects Northwest Florida as well. What would the holidays be without a good scam going on, right?
I guess.
Now, there is one circulating across the state. It targets Florida Power and Light customers. Someone is posing as an FPL worker and telling elderly customers that their power is about to be turned off unless they pay up. FPL says they have received several calls about swindles targeting customers in Northwest Florida. FPL says if you get a call and believe it is a scam, call law enforcement and report it.
Absolutely. And speaking of law enforcement, the head of the FBI is resigning. Christopher Wray announced that he will step down from the position at the end of the Biden administration. President-elect Trump has already tapped former Justice Department prosecutor Kash Patel to replace Wray.
Okay. President-elect Trump naming a Republican commissioner to lead the Federal Trade Commission. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President-elect Trump says Andrew Ferguson will lead the FTC in his administration. The agency is charged with enforcing consumer protection and antitrust violations. Ferguson is one of two Senate-confirmed Republicans on the FTC commission. He was appointed earlier this year by President Biden and will not need to be confirmed again to lead the FTC. He will replace Lina Khan, who has aggressively challenged big mergers and led efforts to break up big tech conglomerates. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
6:19, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, citrus production down across Florida. What fruits are taking a hit and just how big of a hit it is when we return after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Uses directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Tomorrow, the wake-up temperatures in the upper 30s with Andrew McKay. So make sure you bundle up with Andrew, getting you up in the morning.
Yeah, good. Snuggle up next to Andrew McKay tomorrow
Listen, I did that morning thing and getting up at those really early morning hours. It's cold.
I've had to do that time block to step in, like John Pickens is Andrew's producer. If John can't make it, I've had to step in before. Don't love it.
No, it's pretty chilly out there. Listen, as 2024 wraps up, Google's released its annual year in search results. Tom Rigotti tells us the top returns in some of those categories.
If you're under the impression that we're more sports crazed than ever, Google says you're right. Sports, specifically soccer and cricket, dominated overall trending searches this year. The Copa Americana topped those search trends globally. The U.S. election led news-specific searches worldwide, followed by queries about excessive heat and the Olympics. President-elect Donald Trump topped searches in the people category. His opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, was beat out for second place by Princess Catherine of Wales. And for song trends,
they not like us. They not like us.
Rapper Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us dominated. Like us. I'm Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Like let me quiz you here, Chris. So Not Like Us, I've listened to it. I'm not a big rap guy, but I really liked that song. Enough for me to download it on my phone. Do you remember back in the 90s when Tupac was a big deal? Do you remember a song by him called Hit 'Em Up?
Who's Tupac?
Okay. Anyway, it's seen as one of the biggest diss tracks ever. Same thing with No Vaseline by Ice Cube. Well, Kendrick Lamar, yeah, see, y'all don't know me. The thing is, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar has been thrown into that conversation with those songs. So I have to admit, it was pretty impactful. Mm. All right, 6:25 here. You have now been educated, my friend. Getting another quick check.
There is a higher power. Thank you. Getting
another check of the roads and weather here. Goodness. We got some backups on I-10, very minor, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Highway 29, coming from the Pine Forest Road area. And we still have some issues on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hobart Field, and you're going to have another wave of it as you pass through Windhaven Beach. But outside of those few spots, there's not much. As for the weather, 47 degrees, low of 38 tonight. If winds pick up, they've kind of decreased right now. They're more at about 8 or 9 miles per hour. But if they do increase, that can feel like more low 30s. So be on the lookout for that. Tomorrow, beautiful day, though. Sunny, mostly clear, high of 57, low of 44.
Okay, Christmas season just got a little sweeter thanks to Double K. I'm talking about Krispy Kreme, of course. The special deal is the chain's annual Day of the Dozens happens tomorrow, where you can get a dozen glazed donuts for free when you purchase any dozen donuts over at the Double K. So a nice, sweet place to hang out at. Late last night, this surprised me because we were discussing this earlier in the week. A U.S. bankruptcy judge stopped the sale of Alex Jones's InfoWars to The Onion. Carmen Roberts has all the details in this story.
A federal bankruptcy judge in Houston rejects the sale of the conspiracy media platform InfoWars to the satirical news outlet The Onion, criticizing the recent bankruptcy auction bidding process as flawed, explaining it left a lot of money on the table. InfoWars owner Alex Jones claimed parties illegally colluded to buy the platform during the auction, which was ordered so he could pay nearly $1.5 billion to the families of the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting, after calling the shooting a hoax. It's unclear if there will be a new auction. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
All righty. And mentioned this before the break. Citrus production down across the state of Florida. A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says the Sunshine State is expected to produce roughly 6 million fewer boxes of oranges this season compared to the previous one, which ended in July. Hurricane Milton's destruction listed as one of the main reasons behind the anticipated decline. In addition to oranges, the new forecast is also expecting a drop in grapefruit and tangerine productions. And if everything is correct, Florida citrus industry would experience its smallest harvest this season in more than a century.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Isn't it great this Christmas time? Look at this. Somebody brought me dinner.
Yeah, I saw that.
Dinner off the front door. Boy,
yeah. I don't know if that was I don't know if that was caught on the mic, but yeah, you were saying thank you.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate
thanks for the handoff.
I can smell it from over here.
Really?
It's my dinner. Absolutely. Hey, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Northwest Florida hosting a holiday-themed 5K. The unique thing about this is it's inside the Cordova Mall Saturday. inside the mall. The Holly Jolly Mall Walk begins at 7 a.m. Registration for the event is open until December 13th. This is disturbing, and we kind of knew it was out there, but I'm going to throw it at you anyway. A new watchdog group reporting finds that the Biden administration, get these numbers here, spent $267 million over 3 years to limit online speech deemed misinformation. One online speech deemed misinformation. You want to know about it? Griff Jenkins has all the story.
More than $250 million of taxpayer money on misinformation research, and it is dwarfing what the Trump administration spent. Now, this is according to the nonpartisan government watchdog group Open the Books. These funds peaked at $126 million in 2021. It was allocated to universities, nonprofits, and companies focused on COVID misinformation. This came despite later admissions that some mandates lacked scientific support, and it came at the same time the Biden administration collaborated with tech companies like Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg's Meta to suppress online speech. Now, proponents of the effort say it was worth it to fight falsehoods, but constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says this censorship was more than just ideological politics.
All righty, very well. It's not, that's kind of concerning, I would say.
I told you I was going to tell you about the space heater issue.
You did.
And how dangerous it can be. Escambia County Fire Rescue encouraging you to practice space heater safety and know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment. This is very serious here. According to the National Fire Protection Association, heating equipment is one of the leading causes of home fire deaths, and space heaters account for 4 out of 5 home heating fire deaths. Need a free smoke detector in Escambia County? Here's the number. Ready? 850-595-HERO.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. FBI Director Christopher Wray announces his resignation today.
After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down.
Wray made the move after President-elect Trump named Akash Patel as his incoming nominee for FBI director. One theory as to where the drones flying over New Jersey came from is being shot down by the Defense Department. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
The Pentagon is refuting claims by Congressman Jeff Van Drew that Iran may be responsible for mysterious drones flying over New Jersey and New York. The U.S. Northern Command tells Fox News it's monitoring the reports of unauthorized drone flights in the vicinity of military installations in New Jersey.
The Pentagon also says these are not U.S. military drones and they're not adversarial. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Valuations of pro football teams continue to surge, especially with the NFL's decision earlier this year to allow private equity investments in its franchises. Today, Philadelphia Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie sold 8% of his franchise to two buyers, the new deals valuing the franchise at $8.3 billion. That stands as the highest known valuation for any U.S. sports franchise, though it's believed the Dallas Cowboys would be worth more than $10 billion if Jerry Jones were to ever want to sell the team. After skidding nearly 6% in today's regular session, shares of Uber are rebounding in extended trading, a jump of 3.5%. The earlier slide came in the wake of General Motors announcing plans to wind down its Cruise robo-taxi division. AI and other tech shares boosted the NASDAQ composite to its first ever close above 20,000. The index today rallied 1.75%. The S&P 500 rose 49 points, but the Dow Industrials dipped about 100. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi, beginning on January 7th on ESPN. Keep up, it's golf. Rory McIlroy spent more than 100 weeks as the world's number one golfer during his career so far. Along with Tiger Woods and also Jack Nicklaus, Rory is one of only 3 players to win 4 majors by the age of 25. Now at the age of 35, he'll be teeing it up for the first time for TGL and Team Boston Common Golf on January 27th, going up against Tiger Woods' squad, the Jupiter Links Golf Club. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi. Golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer-dropping, overtime-forcing, layoffs on the line call. Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16s. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. And tune into the inaugural season beginning January 7th. Keep up, it's golf.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves.
Find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. From managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
It's time to give peace a chance, and today is a great day to get started. This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Tasca King with ADX Digital and Radio Advertising Sales, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And I know she's no good, can't leave her, but I know I should. Everybody says, watch out, boy, she'll break your heart like it was a toy. You better.
Waited for the post to hit there before I jumped on that thing. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and of course, some great tunes to play for you this afternoon. Hey, thanks for having us on. We appreciate the ride home today. A very chilly evening in store for us. We can thank Austin for that one. Cold temperatures projected to move back into the area. Blame Austin on this one.
Okay.
I'm just joking.
With this holiday, Josh and me.
This holiday season. Remember the four P's, pets, people, pipes, plants. Keep the pets indoors as much as possible. Let them out every now and then. That's some advice for you.
Yeah.
Make frequent checks of older family, friends, and neighbors. Leave those faucets dripping to prevent frozen, busted pipes. And it's a pretty darn good idea to cover outdoor plants or bring the potted plants inside. And I'm joking about the weather because our low tonight is, Austin was telling us, 38 degrees, wind chill factor, 13 mile per hour winds. You're looking at about a 30 degree temperature. Ouch!
Yeah, if the wind gets back up, because that was it earlier this afternoon, if the wind gets back up that high throughout the evening, it's going to be a problem.
Ouch!
Yes, ouch, as you said. You know, here's something that I also think is an ouch, Chris,
right.
Just my opinion.
Right.
One of the top stories in the college football world today, UNC. North Carolina, reportedly.
Oh, huge.
Yeah, it's huge, but not in a good way. Reportedly finalizing a deal with Bill Belichick. We touched on this earlier this week.
I just don't believe it.
Man, the thing is, I don't love it because UNC, quite frankly, they went from an old head coach who was past his prime.
Mack Brown.
Yes, to another one, Bill Belichick, old coach, past his prime. Bill's arguably overrated as a head coach to begin with. He doesn't have the college experience that Mac Brown had, nowhere near it.
Right.
I just don't love this move. I think UNC should have learned their lesson, and they didn't.
It is this could possibly fall under a recruiting move.
It could.
To sell his name to future football players for UNC.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. you know, I was talking with Jordan Glass. He does first of all, you may know him in the middays on Cat Country, but he also does Glass Half Full. That's every weekday from 9 to 10 on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola.
And he's a nice guy, too.
Yeah, he's a stand-up fella as well. Good in society. Well, anyway, I was talking to him about this move because it was still a rumor at that time, and he even said he doesn't think Bill Belichick's going to be too motivating of a recruiter, and I'm obligated to agree. You have to be able to be enthusiastic, be positive, campaign, you know, really promote yourself and your university. Belichick is infamously dry. Now, Saban, he was kind of dry too, but Belichick is drier. So I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, it's going to be interesting, I can tell you this. You know, a lot of world-class soccer being played locally over at Ashton-Brosnahan. Last week, Pensacola, of course, hosted the NAIA Women's Soccer Championships. Remember, put your thinking cap on here. Back in November, Texas moved in here, won the SEC Women's Championships, Soccer Championships. Now, the Men's NAIA Soccer Championship also coming to the area. The Orange Beach Sportsplex has been selected to host the 25-26-27 Men's Soccer National Championships. You tell me, this place is full of sports activity because I'm gearing up for Sunbelt, Sunbelt tournament. I already saw one of their digital boards. I think it was on 9th and Gregory Street in front of the Bay Center. But they were talking about the Sun Belt Conference. That is a great tournament. If you don't take it in, folks, I mean, you're right there. Right with the players. I mean, you're that close.
Yeah.
Even the head coach may ask you to pass the Gatorade. You're so close.
Yeah, it was a couple of tournaments ago. I actually went to it, and
I love it.
And yeah, it was. It was pretty fun. I was there for a social media promotion for ESPN, and it was great. You mentioned soccer. I want to circle back to that.
Yeah.
FIFA officially awarding the 2034 World Cup to Saudi Arabia. Soccer's governing body made the announcement Wednesday. Saudi Arabia was the only country to bid on the 2034 tournament. A number of human rights groups have spoken out against the country hosting the World Cup, citing a number of concerns, including abuse of migrant workers. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada will jointly host the 2026 World Cup in just a couple years.
Okay, former U.S. Olympians and biathletes are speaking out today against officials who they say ignored claims of sexual harassment and abuse of female racers. Jared Max has the story.
According to six former U.S. Olympic athletes and others who compete in biathlon, for decades, officials have ignored, dismissed, or excused claims made by women that accused coaches and others in positions of power of sexual abuse and harassment. The Associated Press reports that while the men involved climbed the ranks of the sport, these women, who described a culture of abuse dating to the 1990s, were forced to end their racing careers early. One biathlon coach, who had been accused of sexual abuse by a young biathlete, resigned after the athlete attempted suicide, but he later was named coach of the U.S. Paralympic team. According to the AP, an independent investigation ordered by U.S. Biathlon found biathletes faced misogynistic behavior while racing and feared retaliation if they came forward with their concerns. Jared Max, Fox News.
And in the NBA, two more teams looking to punch their tickets to Las Vegas in the NBA Cup quarterfinals tonight. In the first game of the night, which got underway at 6 o'clock, the New York Knicks hosting the Atlanta Hawks. Knicks are up 28-22 with 2 seconds left in the first quarter. The winner will face the Milwaukee Bucks in the semifinals on Saturday. Meanwhile, in the other quarterfinal game, the Warriors taking on the Rockets in Houston at 8:30. The Oklahoma City Thunder will play the winner of that game on Saturday.
Okay, you know, this is the time of year for a lot of lists. You know, people doing their best of list, what happened in 24 and that type of thing. Well, a media company has revealed their list of artists that are on the cusp of stardom. In other words, the future stars. Michelle Polino has an explanation.
The Associated Press has put out its list of its breakthrough entertainers of the year, with Nicholas Alexander Chavez, who played Lyle Menendez in Ryan Murphy's Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story, and Father Charlie Mayhew in Grotesquerie, and rapper Glorilla, a Memphis native who went from choir girl to rap queen, earning spots on the list. Also making the list, Aaron Pierre, who made a distinctive mark as Malcolm X in Genius MLKX and a modern-day Rambo on the Netflix action hit Rebel Rage. Adria Arjona, who soared and blinked twice in Hitman, and Fred Hechinger, who ruled as a Roman emperor in Gladiator II. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Wow, quite a diverse array of names there. And when I say diverse, I mean hard to say.
A couple of them
sounded difficult. Speaking of names that are kind of confusing for me, the man accused of trying to assassinate Donald Trump appeared for a hearing in federal court this morning. Ryan Ruth, allegedly waited for over 12 hours in the brush with a rifle near Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach as the president-elect was golfing in September, and he pleaded not guilty to five counts, including attempted assassination of a presidential candidate.
Here's a lot of excitement circulating around the Ascension campus today. U.S. World News and World Report announcing the 2025, that is, best hospitals for maternity care ratings. The ratings rated hospitals around the country. Over 400 hospitals ended up receiving the designation. Local hospitals recognized Ascension Sacred Heart Pensacola and Ascension Sacred Heart Emerald Coast over at Miramar Beach. The ratings were decided after evaluating hospitals using core maternity care data, including procedure and condition ratings and patient outcomes. Congratulations. A big hee-haw salute goes out to Ascension Sacred Heart today.
All righty. 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Had some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Hurlburt Field area. That has cleared out seemingly entirely. We do have some minor congestion if you are continuing westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area, though, but that should break up sooner rather than later. Our only other major spot was I-10 if you were traveling eastbound coming from Pine Forest Road, but that has cleared out as well, so there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 47 degrees, low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful. Sunny, clear day, high of 57, low of 44. That is the type of weather I'm looking for, my friend.
Your wake-up temperature in the morning with Andrew McKay, about 38 degrees. So dress accordingly for that. Ferris Hill, of course. What?
I was just going to say, the more the wind blows, the colder it gets.
Absolutely. Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton, they are opening that cold weather shelter tonight for the homeless and heatless. Officials saying anybody wanting to stay at the shelter must arrive right now, 6:30 between now and 8:30 p.m. By the way, you can only bring a pet if it is a service animal, but they are a great option if you have to get out of this cold. Fox's Ashley Dvorkin speaking to the host of the 2024 Billboard Music Awards. By the way, that airs tomorrow evening in this Fox Celebrity Profile.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the host of the 2024 Billboard Music Awards, Michelle Buteau.
As the only child that was home alone a lot, doing a lot of videos up in the bathroom mirror, always wanting to be a VJ, this is truly a dream come true.
Buteau shared why she feels this show is so special.
It really is about celebrating artists in a way that they should be celebrated because they work really hard and numbers don't lie. And so I do love that they're not in competition with each other. They're just like in competition with themselves.
Being host also means having a front row seat to the performance-filled party.
Just to be able to be in a room with fans like myself in sequence saying, you know, oh my God, Coldplay, Taylor Swift, Teddy Swims. It's like Tyla. It's like, oh my, these are the artists that have, you know, sort of like scored our lives in the last few years.
The Billboard Music Awards air Thursday, December 12th on Fox. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
No more Red Bull. Cut the Red Bull off.
You know, I've never been a Red Bull guy.
I know what you mean.
Never been much of a stock guy either, but I know a lot of people would look at me and go, well, you're dumb, because a lot of people love it. So, with that in mind, Wall Street closing mixed after Wednesday's inflation report met analyst expectations. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 99 points to 44,148. The S&P 500 gained 49 points to 60,84. And the NASDAQ rose 347 points to 20,034.
It is nothing to be ashamed about if you're not well-versed in the financial arenas, because they can turn on you real fast if you don't know what you're doing.
Thank you.
U.S. House of Reps on Monday passed the Pensacola and Perdido Bay Estuary of National Significance Act. See, I'm throwing more kudos out here this afternoon. This now directs the EPA to formally designate Pensacola and Perdido Bays as estuaries of national significance. The bill passed unanimously and now heads to President Biden so he can put his signature on the paper.
Alrighty, and Albertsons calling off its merger deal with fellow grocery giant Kroger. One day after a federal court sided with the FTC and blocked the proposed combination, Albertsons has filed a lawsuit in Delaware accusing Kroger of failing to do all it could to secure regulatory approval of the deal, as spelled out in their merger agreement. Kroger had previously agreed to a $600 million breakup fee if the deal did not go through, and yesterday a federal judge said the merger would eliminate head-to-head competition between the two chains, and leading to higher prices for shoppers, citing that as kind of the main reasoning behind killing the merger idea.
648 News Radio 92.3. You know, we've been watching a lot of these teases come out. People saying, oh, well, join us for the New Year's celebration. We bring in the New Year. A lot of the different celebrities and all. Here's a different take for you. A lineup of country music stars will ring in the New Year in New York City. Michelle Polino has more in Fox Country.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Polino. Blake Shelton will take the stage live from Las Vegas for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. Country breakouts Dasha, Ernest, and Hardy will join previously announced performer Carrie Underwood, who will close out the year on stage. The show airs New Year's Eve at 8 on ABC. Morgan Wallen's lawyer went before Nashville judge, waiving his right to a preliminary hearing following his chair-throwing incident in April of this year. Wallen was arrested after reportedly threw a chair off the roof of Eric Church's bar Chiefs on Broadway. The country singer was charged with 3 counts of reckless endangerment and 1 count of disorderly conduct as a result. His lawyer filed paperwork with the Davidson County judge, and he indicated the next step would be an attempt to strike an agreement with all involved parties. If not, Wallen's case will head to the circuit criminal court. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
I can't believe he threw the chair off the roof.
He's done some stupid stuff before.
That is pretty stupid. I mean, well, that because might, it's very dangerous. I mean, he could have killed somebody.
He's done some stupid stuff. That might be the stupidest, but he's a character. All righty, for 650 here, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, Nippon Steel offering payouts to American workers if the merger with U.S. Steel goes through. Details on that transaction and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fee. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, tax, title, and associated dealer fee. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We continued our conversation with David Josephs, the head of Lakeview, about what is and is not mental health. Also talked with Mayor Reeves about airport capacity, the Pallet House plan, and also the Bay Center. Did some analysis of the Congressional District 1 race with Jimmy Patronis and the others now that Jimmy's gotten the Matt Gaetz endorsement. And don't look now, but the Santa Rosa County Commission meetings are running well. I know, right? You can listen to all of those discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow.
let it snow, let it snow. You know, it was most of the time just a big put on with Dean Martin playing like he was drunk.
Yep.
He really wasn't.
Had a drink in one hand and a cigar in the other, right?
But there was usually ginger ale or something like that in the drink.
Thank God.
He had that image, that image out there. A non-sober person.
Well, because he's known for, and it may have been purposely, I don't know, but butchering Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about him not being a drinker. And
that's what I'm saying.
That's a great song that you, Dean Martin.
Yes.
Wow, what a great song.
That's the thing. I think he was, I think that song, saying Rudy the Red-Beaked Reindeer, may be one reason why they kind of tie him in with that image.
Okay, it's 6:53, News Radio 92.3. Tomorrow, Scambia commissioners going to be discussing a newly proposed technology policy which oversees the use of internet communications. Now, if the policy is approved, commissioners will not be able to have social media presence, a blog, or similar communications for a county business. County business would be limited just to their email. Slow.
Yeah. All righty.
I would hate to have to just depend, because I get all my stuff texted to me.
Yeah.
Because usually somebody will say, check your email if it's extended, so you don't have to go a long way with the text.
Right.
But, geez, if I'd be just limited to email, I'd be in trouble.
All right, just about 6:55 here. Hopefully the roads aren't in trouble. Let's take a quick look. We do have some minor congestion if you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards University Parkway, and still a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Wind Haven Beach. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 47 degrees, low of 38 tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow, beautiful Thursday, high of 57, low of 44, sunny, mostly clear.
You know, News Radio 92.3, when I got my subscription to Amazon Prime years ago, I think I told you about this. I had it for many years, and my sons had to tell me that, oh, by the way, Dad, you know, you got Prime on your television.
Right.
I'm missing all of these events and things like that, thinking I don't have it. Well, Prime's got a lot of stuff up there. So what do you usually buy up on Amazon Prime? How about a new car?
Really?
This is kind of a revolutionary. Even Brown has more on his story.
E-commerce giant Amazon is now selling cars online. Unlike other online automobile retailers like Carvana and CarMax, Amazon Autos is selling new cars. They're partnering with Hyundai in a number of cities to sell brand new vehicles through the regular Amazon experience. While you won't get the chance to haggle with a salesperson, Amazon is promising transparent pricing like out-the-door amounts, and you will be able to secure financing and electronically sign the paperwork. The vehicle will then be available for pickup at the nearest dealer lot. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, I mentioned this before the break. Nippon Steel offering payouts to American workers if the merger with U.S. Steel goes through. The Japanese firm has said that closing businesses of $5,000 would be paid out to non-union U.S. Steel employees below the senior management level, and they will make the same offer for union workers as well. While some local political leaders and union representatives have spoken out in favor of the $15 billion sale, the head of the United Steelworkers remains opposed to the deal.
Yeah, have they run this past Trump?
No, but it says President Biden has said he's waiting on a report from the Committee on Foreign Investment before he decides whether to formally block it.
Well, it should be. They are not going to move anywhere forward in doing this unless Trump puts his seal of approval on it. He's not going to approve this thing, I can tell you that. This weekend, volunteers are working to honor service members this holiday season. They sure are. Reefs Across America is placing thousands of reefs at headstones of veterans in cemeteries across the country, including Barrancas National Cemetery, right on board NAS Pensacola. Volunteers are needed to help place those reefs, and it happens on Saturday.
All righty. And Jamie Foxx opening up about his health scare in his new Netflix comedy special, What Had Happened Was. He shares that he suffered a near-fatal stroke last year. Mm. The actor said he said a brain bleed in April of 2023 led to the stroke while he was filming his movie Back in Action, and he appeared emotional as he told the story and recalled having a bad headache, which caused him to pass out before even receiving the aspirin he had asked for. Foxx said it was his sister who took him to Atlanta's Piedmont Hospital.
It's all about timing. For strokes.
Yeah. It sounds like he's very lucky.
My dad had a stroke when he was on vacation in Texas. And he was with my brother-in-law at the time, who was an administrator at a hospital. They saw immediately what was going on. Got him rushed in there. He was fine a week later.
Yeah.
He was just amazing. Timing's everything.
Timing and severity.
Know the symptoms and the signs of a stroke. If you live with somebody that's getting up in age and all, make it your business to become informed and educated on this. Believe me, I did. And it will possibly save somebody's life.
Right. And some good news here as we kind of start to send off this Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for sitting in and listening, by the way. Best-selling author James Patterson giving hundreds of independent booksellers across the U.S. holiday bonuses of $500 each. He has written over 140 novels and has sold over 400 million copies worldwide. And since 2015, he's been showing his gratitude to bookstores by rewarding them with holiday bonuses. This year, 600 small bookstores will be getting that $500 gift from him. In a statement released through his publisher, he said that booksellers save lives, and I'm happy to be able to acknowledge them and all their hard work this holiday season.
News Radio 92.3. Okay, I'm directing this directly to Parrot Heads today. If you're interested in that Margaritaville special license plate the Florida legislature approved this year to honor Jimmy Buffett, you gotta hurry. Bottom line is the new specialty plates in Florida must get at least 3,000 pre-sales before the first one comes off the press. There's a limited time to do so. As of November 25th, 1,589 of the Margarita plate pre-sales have been bought since it went on sale October 1st. Now, interested Parrot Heads, you need to buy one of the 1,411 left of those plates available for purchase.
And especially coming from a fella who has already pre-ordered his.
I did. Yeah,
as you admitted just the other day, this is a guilt trip attempt.
It really is at its finest level, let me tell you. So, Parrot Heads, go grab your neighbors, get somebody, and buy those plates. Have a great night, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.